السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 14th of January 2025, corresponding with the 14th of Rajab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us afiyat. Allah give us the strength and energy to welcome the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajaba wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. And the second dua that we should make, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a, Allah send us beneficial rain. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد الحمد لله الذي وهبني على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib Damat Barakatuh on this beautiful Tuesday morning, 14th of January, 14th of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajaba wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to carry out the masnoon a'mal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow in the sunnah tariqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and apa afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum mauna salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians. Welcome back Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, and our brother Dawood Monley. Jazakumullahu khairan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Rajab, 1446. O Muslim, O Muslimah, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, Southern Africa. Wherever you are, look outside your window, and inshallah, if it is still dark, then you will see the moon in its full might and glory, and in its beauty. And it is known as Laylatul Badr, the night of the full moon. Who makes that happen? The waxing and the waning of the moon. So it's called Laylatul Badr in our Islamic terminology. So that is the full moon shining in its beauty and glory. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we commence Surah to Shura. Shura means consultation, husband, wife, parents, children, partners, and so forth. Chapter 42, Surah to Shura, Makkiyah. It was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the migration to Madinah Munawwara, and it comprises 53 verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is very gracious, very merciful, today we discuss the first 5 verses of this particular surah and chapter, Surah to Shura, the consultation. Hamim Ain Sin Qaf. So yeah, they are double, remember, al-huruful muqatta'at, the broken letters. The meanings are not known to me and you ordinary mortals and people. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one knows the meaning except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So go and read chapter number 3, verse number 7, and we will find that these are known as mutashabihat, that these are now allegorical verses, and only Almighty Allah knows the meaning. So your inquiry, your objection and question, but the Quran Sharif is Hudal Linnas, a book that is a guidance for humanity. Now you have secret codes there. So what is the benefit of it? So the benefit of it is this, that there are 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran, 114 chapters, and what do we find? We find that this was, is, will always be the greatest and perpetual miracle of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah gave a challenge to humanity and the jinn, you bring a replica of the entire Quran Sharif. Almighty Allah made it easier, you bring a replica of 10 surahs and 10 chapters, all this enshrined in the Noble Quran. And then the ultimate and final challenge, wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala abdina fa'atu bi suratin min mithli. If you have any doubt regarding what we have revealed piecemeal gradually on our beloved servant Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa'atu bi suratin min mithli. So you bring a replica of one surah comprising 3 verses, chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 23. Now, to make your life easier, those who want to take up the challenge, take these letters of the Arabic alphabet, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Yasin, Taha, Hamim, Ain, Sin, Qaf. See what you can do. Till today, no one has been successful. Hence, that proves the miracle of the Noble Quran, and it is in its pristine purity, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. We have challenged the Pope, we have challenged the rabbis, we have challenged the priest, and none of them can show us a single copy of the Torah that was revealed to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, in its pristine purity. And a single hafiz, a person who has memorized the entire Torah or Injil, Bible, Gospel, from cover to cover in the original language. In the original language it was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. So that shows the glory, the beauty of the Noble Quran. كَذَلِكَ ذَسْ يُوحِي إِلَيْكَ. Allah Jalla Wala is sending you the wahi, and send to you the wahi, the revelation. وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and to those prophets before you, those messengers before you. So you were, you are, you always will be the last and the final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. مِنْ قَبْلِكَ اللَّهُ العزيز الحكيم. So who is sending this revelation to you? Almighty Allah, who was, who is, will always be the very powerful one, and Al-Hakim, the one who has all the wisdom. So min qablik Allah العزيز الحكيم. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one who is very, very powerful and all wise. Lahu fa hasar and qasar, only, exclusively, solely, it belongs to him alone. There is no partner, there is no one else. So la me tamlik, for ownership, it belongs only, solely, exclusively to him. Ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard, whatever is the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, whatever we know, whatever we do not know. Wa ma fil ard, whatever is in the land and sand, whether it be the forests and jungles, the lakes and the rivers and the oceans, the farms and the orchards. So everything, the terrestrial creation, belongs only, solely, exclusively to him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa huwa al-Aliyyul Azim, he is, remember, the one that is so exalted, and al-Azim, the one who is majestic, remember that. So you must know how to translate and show that utmost respect for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla. Every creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is praising him. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. That, remember, there is no creation on this earth, but everyone is praising him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But you human beings, you don't understand how they glorify Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verse number 44, easy reference. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, in the 15th Supara, 15 Jews, and verse number 44. So, now Almighty Allah tells us, when these angels and the creation of Almighty Allah praise him, Almighty Allah, sing and glorify him, what happens to the celestial creation? What happens to the skies and everything else? تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَا, that it is very, very near, almost, يَتَفَطَّرْنَا, that the skies are bursting, on the verge of bursting. Why are they on the verge of bursting? Because of singing the praises of Allah, glorifying Almighty Allah, reading and reciting Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, min fawqihinna, from above them, wal malaikatu, and the angels also, yusabbihun, singing the glorification of Almighty Allah, praising Almighty Allah, yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim, reading Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah bihamdihi. Imagine we hear a young boy, 5, 8, 9, 10 years old, reciting the Quran Sharif, the whole surah, wad duha in one breath, alam nashra in one breath, and is a shamsu kuwirat, the first 5, 8, 10 verses, like Qari Abdul Basit. So how amazed and mesmerized we are. Yea, the angels, yea, the other creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, singing the praises of Almighty Allah. Hence, the impact of it is this: the skies and the celestial creation on the verge of bursting and of breaking up into pieces. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, and they, the angels, for those pure servants of Almighty Allah, خَاسَانِ خُدَى, the special slaves of Allah, who are crying to Allah, tahajjud time, وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, سَهْرِي time, they are crying, Ya Allah, Ah, we are guilty. As charged, there are no mitigating circumstances. Forgive us. Allah sends the angels. You also make istighfar for them. You also beg forgiveness for them. Go read chapter number 40 and verse number 7, and you will find it there. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. One side they are praising Almighty Allah and glorifying Him. On the other side, they are asking Allah for forgiveness. Not for themselves, they are ma'soom, that they are protected from all vices. A blind person cannot see the opposite gender. So you must remember the male or female, whatever it is, liman fil ard, for whoever is on this earth, and they are begging Allah for forgiveness. Allah, behold, inna Allah, verily He, Almighty Allah, exclusively, huwal ghafoorur rahim, is of forgiving, very, very forgiving, and rahim, very, very merciful. So may Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, make sattari for us. Ya sattar, Allahumma astur jami'a zunubina wa uyubina. Ya Allah, you cover and conceal all our vices and sins, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this worldly life and in the year after. Ya ghaffar, speak to Allah. Ya sattar, ya ghaffar, words like that. So ya ghaffar, Allah maghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna. Ya Allah, the vices and the sins we committed in the past. Ya Allah, the vices and sins we will commit in future. Ya Allah, the vices and sins we committed secretly, and those we committed publicly, and all the other vices you know about, maybe we have forgotten, and definitely we forgot, but Allah never ever forgets. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. So Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. What beautiful du'as and supplications He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 14th of Rajab. Did you see the moon shining in its glory, the full moon, Laylatul Badr, and how beautiful? Who makes that increase and decrease, the waxing and waning? Who lets the high tide and the low tide come day in the ocean? People wonder, where are the signs? Where is Allah? Every day Allah is showing you the signs. But if you want to remain blind, then ask the people of Los Angeles, ask the people of Hollywood, how all the hell broke loose there. Not because Trump said, Trump is an idiot. Remember, because Allah Jalla Wala said so. So today, 14 Rajab, 1446, Gaza genocide. So today is day number 466. And in Russia and Ukraine, it is day number 1055, 1055. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 12 Jutlas and Jews dispatched straight to hell. We say good riddance. They are getting roasted and toasted there, the haramis. And more than 20 of them injured. Some of them seriously injured, they in the transit zone before reaching the hellfire. So Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik, you send your army and decimate and destroy them. Strong winds are about to increase in LA, in California. So Allahumma arsil alayhim rihan swara, send for them such rain and winds and what have you, Ya Allah, that will burn their home and burn whatever belongings they have. Allahumma harrik buyutahum wa dammir diyarahum. They are the ones who are financing the war there in Gaza. You know, you have a dog and you have the dog's owner. America is the handler and the owner, and Israel is the dog. You see that? You see, Trump called him Bibi Netanyahu, the son of a bee, opposite of a dog. Now he realized who's the real dog and who's use the real B. So that is what you should remember. So now they say they're on the verge of clinching the deal regarding the ceasefire and so forth. So the deal goes something like this, that the Palestinians will release 33, 34 of the hostages, and some people say 33, some say 34, and on the other side, the Jutlas will release 1,000 prisoners of the Palestinians. You know, they have a crazy system, just like our apartheid regime had here, detention without trial, so they call it administrative detention. They can just pick up any Palestinian and put him or her in jail. That is your democracy. That is your human rights in Israel, the biggest apartheid settler colonial country in the world, and therefore we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Elon Musk, the harami born in South Africa, today he says he is the richest person, so he is inciting civil war in Britain. So that's one of the questions posed in the Haaretz newspaper. Is he inciting civil war there? Biden tarnished his own reputation and legacy. What now? The veto and the genocide, the idiot and the fool. So now that he couldn't even stand for elections, and his own party humiliated him, and they said that, no, I'm a Zionist, although I'm not a Jew, so today you will be kicked out as one of the worst ever presidents in the history of America, and this other idiot moron will come, the first criminal to enter the White House on Monday. So that is what people are waiting for, and so forth. Taliban of Afghanistan and India and Modi are getting closer and closer. Both parties have things to sell to one another, and business ties and so forth. This is the folly of Pakistan, the idiots. Choro ki hukumat, the government of crooks and thugs. They could have developed a superpower with Afghanistan, but because they are the agents and the slaves of the Americans, especially the Pakistani army. See what they did. Yesterday, the Pakistani army killed 27 people in Balochistan. They say, no, these are terrorists. Today's world, anybody you want to kill, so they all got one easy word. No, these are terrorists. But you become the biggest terrorist, remember that. How many civilians have you killed? How many innocent people have you killed? And so forth. This, the whole idea is to use Pakistan to do their dirty work for America and the West to destabilize Taliban in Afghanistan. But the Afghanis know all these tricks, and remember that. The landlords in Los Angeles are ripping off the fire victims, remember that, and they are charging them exorbitant amounts and so forth. So that is your first world country. These are supposed to be the civilized people, ripping off the fire victims and so forth and so on. In India, the biggest festival has kicked off in the whole world. 400 million people are going to assemble in the next 6 weeks, plus minus 45 days. Do you know where they assemble? They assemble there by the Ganges River. So what the Shair says, the poet says in Urdu, Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi, Razi rahe Rahman bhi, Khush rahe Shaitan bhi. Today's Muslim, 70-80% fall in this category. So the Shair, the poet says that they made the Hajj of the Baytullah, they made Umrah, they went for the pilgrimage or minor pilgrimage. Then they said, let us go and check some things going on. So then they went there to the Ganges River, and they jumped in the water like the Hindus, and we're speaking about the so-called Muslims. And then some of them believe that their sins all get forgiven. You will find some foolish Muslims also doing these crazy things, remember that. And then they come out, and then the Shair, the poet says, Razi rahe Rahman bi, Allah will be pleased with us, and Khush rahe Shaitan bi, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer will also be pleased with us. Allah will never be pleased. Allah wants total devotion, dedication, no half measures and shortcuts. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa, enter into Islam in its totality. Islam is not some supermarket that you take half measures. Today you're Muslim, tomorrow tomorrow you're not. Ramadan time, you're super Muslim. Nay, it must be devotion, dedication at all times, all places. That is what Allah Jalla Wala is commanding us. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 208. Chapter 2, Surah 2, and this is in Sayyakul, the second Supara, verse 208, the second part of the Noble Quran. So remember, that is their business. We reject all this. How can a person make his own idol and worship it? Then you say Ganeshi in the form of an elephant, or you say Hanuman in the form of a monkey, or you say Lingam in the form of a male organ, and so forth and so on. I mean, after all, we're living in the 21st century. Pakistan objects to the British, you understand, press and the politicians. They're blaming all the Pakistanis for grooming the white ladies and the white daughters and children and so forth. So remember, this worked both ways. How many did you do? How many prostitutes you have there? How many pedophiles do you have there? How many whiteys are guilty of this crime? But Pakistan is treated as a third world country, so they will always treat them badly. If Pakistan had some common sense, they should not be bootlicking them. They should expel their ambassador and few people, and then see. But they keep on licking them. That is the trouble. Russia and India, the ties are growing. More and more Russian oil will flow to India, even though America has put sanctions. They tell America, go to hell. This got nothing to do with you. This is our bilateral ties, and you cannot poke your ugly nose in our business. So that's what you need to do. Ukraine says they have North Korea soldiers there by them, and they prepare to use them, to swap them with Russian soldiers and so forth. But Russia has not shown much interest to those and so forth. Snow and rain forecast in Britain. It's going to get very, very cold there in Britain, so you better wake up, remember that. So the Chinese mines are destroying Zimbabwe. When the Chinese invest, remember that they want something in return. They will build your airport, they will build so many things, but then they will be in charge of your minds and what have you. Listen to what happened in India. The word is called Dalit. Dalit means the lowest. They have a caste system. So these are the people, the untouchables. You mustn't touch them also. You mustn't look at them also. They're treated as the scum. So they Allah forbid, Islam rejects this with the contempt it deserves. So a Dalit lady was raped by 64 Hindu men, and in 5 years, and they just get away with impunity because they are treated just as junk and rubbish. So what good is that, I'm asking you? So therefore Islam has come to remove all this caste system and said there is no caste system in Islam. Let us come back to South Africa and give you some news, views, interviews today. 26 people were rescued there in the mine in Stilfontein, and that is near your Klerksdorp and so forth, remember that. And 9 bodies were also recovered, dead people, and still there are only 100 people or more still left there. Schools are reopening tomorrow, so today is your last minute shopping, uniform and so forth and so on. You as a father, all that is secondary. Give advice to your son, daughter, whatever they are doing, that, oh son, oh daughter, you're going to madrasa, you're going to school, you're doing this, you're doing that. Ask yourself, what is your intention? Every alim, every maulana, every student should read this book, Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, by Fadilatul Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmud, the Sheikhul Azhar. We met him in Karachi, met him in Medina and various places with Allah's help. One of the big sheikhs, he passed away many years ago. He wrote this book praising Sufyan Thawri. And go read there, I just read for you 2 statements of his. of Imam Sufyan Thawri Rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah. He says, when I went to Madrasa Darulum, طلبنا العلم لغير الله, my intention initially was not for the love and pleasure of Allah, فأبا أن يكون إلا لله, but the barakah and the nur and the radiance effulgence of this knowledge made it such, my heart became purified and sanctified, and then I imbibed and acquired and attained this knowledge of Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, and Fiqhul Islami, the Islamic laws and jurisprudence, solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. He addressed the ulama and the scholars and said, Ya milh al umma, idha fasad al milh fasad al ta'am. O ulama, O students, you are the salt of this umma. If the salt gets rotten, then the food also got no taste. It is horrible, terrible, and bad. So it depends on us what we want to do. Matric results, they say 98%, but majority of them pass 35, 40, 45%. What you going to do with that matric certificate? Even Zimbabwe's matric is better than yours. Even Malawi's is better than yours. So the whole education system in South Africa must be scrapped and must be and the first thing must be done, the two ministers of education must be fired. The only country I think in the world that I know of has two ministers of education. Show me what good you did. The youth today, 33%, 35%, whoever survey you want to accept, don't have a job. Doctors qualified don't have a job. So your education system stinks and your matric certificate stinks even more because it's not worth the paper on what is written. Let me tell you that. Kruger Park closed in some places. Remember that because of the heavy rain and so forth. So today's program for Tuesday, Imran Khan, not Imran Khan of Pakistan. This Imran Khan is here in South Africa. He does the work of here in Johannesburg. He does the work of Dawah and with the new Muslims and so forth. So Mona Zahid Khan will interview him between 8:30 and 9 this morning, and 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the Q&A, the tafsir of the noble Quran, inshallah al-Aziz. Now we can carry on for the next 25 minutes with the Q&A, inshallah. So Mona Salim Karim is smiling because Junaid Mota is here, so we all happy. Jannat Mota, Junaid Mota. So let's fire up Maulana, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Saab, what is your view on the idea of the 70-year celebration of Lanesha?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Look at the word, Wajhu Tasmiya, Lanesha. So what it means? The land of Asia. So we don't have only Muslims here. So we have Muslims, we have Christians, we have Buddhists, we have Hindus, we have so many different faiths, multi-faith. One thing I will tell you, that is a multicultural place and multi-religious place, and we all live in harmony and so forth. And we have, remember that, 50 or plus masajid here, and everyone gives adhan in the mic and so forth, and you know. So sometime I wonder that how come the non-Muslims, they don't object, you know, especially Ramadan time. Our guys put that mic on super, you know, high and so forth. So all said and done. So we, our commitment is to who? Our constitution, not your constitution. So for us, our constitution is Quran Sharif, is Sunnah Mubarakah. We don't have birthdays, we don't have anniversaries, nothing. But today, the Muslim is mar'oob, he's overwhelmed, overawed by the Western culture and customs and so forth. So now they think that, no, we must have this big bash that I'm 50 years old, I'm 70 years old, 80 years old. Let's have a big party. You see that? So when the Muslims are doing that, so that is wrong. So this shows we suffer from the inferiority complex in our minds and hearts. We still have the West is the best, and remember, white is right. right. That is the problem. Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 50, of a hukm al jahiliyati yabhoon. Are they seeking for jahiliya and the laws of ignorance? If you are worried about 70, you should be worried about Palestine and Gaza or Muslim. I'm speaking about Muslims. You should be saying, how can I be part of that army to liberate Palestine from the Zionists and the apartheid terrorist regime and the Americans and so forth? So what are we going to do with land 70 years? So half the time you got water problems, half the time you got electricity problem, half the time you got criminality, half the time you got zina, fornication, adultery. Half the time you're going to build, you must remember, that is what they're saying, some type of casino, not casino, the big one, the tables and all that, pool table or whatever you call, you understand me, I don't know these terms. So what good is all that? So we as Muslim in Islam, we against all this. The non-Muslims have to do it. They want to celebrate Diwali, Christmas, New Year's, their business. We got nothing to do with that. So let them celebrate it, remember that, so they can do that. But we got nothing to do with it as Muslims.
Mufti Saab, can we say that the land of Hijaz is in the hands of the Jews, controlled from the background?
100%. A person who doesn't know Arabic will also pick it up every week. I'm speaking about it. See, I give you the names. This Friday that passed was Abdullah Awad Juhani. I don't even take their name with Sheikh. Then before that was Usama Khayyat. Before that was Sheikh Salih Humaid. He's the big Sheikh. So remember that they may deliver their khutbah half the time, lullaby khutbah, put you to sleep. When they make dua for Palestine. They make some dua for Aqsa. But they can't even use the word Yahud. Show me if they use the word Yahud. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, Rahim Hafidhullah, his father was a Qazi, judge, he was blind. And he's the oldest Imam, older than Sudais also. So you must remember Salih Humaid is such, every week when it was his turn, then every time it was his turn, he used to say, Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. And powerful dua, this MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, go open your Haaretz newspaper, even now go open it and see. Saudi and Israel normalization is still on the tables. So 100% the Haramain Sharifain are under the control of the Jutlas and the Jews. Masjidul Aqsa is under control of the Jews. So it's a shame and indictment upon the Muslim of today. You speak about your anniversary in Lanesia, 70 years. Did you read the life history biography of Saladin the Just, Salahuddin Ayyubi, the man who'd not smile? And they asked him, why don't you smile? He said, what is there for me to smile when our land, Al-Ardul Muqaddasa, is Al-Ardul Muhtalla, our Palestine has become occupied territory for the Salbiyin, for the Crusaders and the Christians. Allah used him for the liberation of Palestine. That is the true Muslim. We must not behave like the Kuffar culture. Their culture is wine, dine and swine and what have you. We have nothing to do. And remember, therefore, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made special dua, hadith Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina, ya Allah, give us barakah in the Levant, Levant. What is Sham? What is Levant? Syria, Jordan, Palestine and Lebanon, these four countries together. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina, for Yemen, four duas, ya Allah, give the people of Yemen barakah, blessing, and al-imanu yamaniyun, true iman, faith you will find in Yemen, al-hikmatu yamaniya, you will find wisdom there, al-fiqhu yamaniyun, and the true understanding of deen. So all these four parts of the hadith are mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Even fiqh you will find, and jurisprudence and true understanding. Then they said, wa fi najdina, your Saudi Arabia, Arabia, your Riyadh and all this. The Master alayhi salam was, is, will always be the exclusive Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to make dua for them and said, Hunaka al fitan wa zalazil. From there the fitnas will come. Look at the fitna of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and the zalzalas will come, the earthquakes and the convulsions and so forth. Ye log najdi hai, wajdi nahi. Hazrat Mohan Thanvi Nawarallahu Marqada, whose wonderful, beautiful jumla and sentence, Ye log najdi hai, wajdi nahi. They are najdis. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua. That does not mean everybody is bad, but you will say majority of them are upside down. And wajdi nahi, they don't want to understand the true deen of Islam, tazkiyah, tasawwuf, and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahab, some advice for our elderly citizens of our community. The question is, I want to know if I can keep some money aside for a rainy day. I'm 69 years old and don't want to ask family for my needs.
Very good, me and you in the same boat, my brother, that this Ramadan I will be 70 years old, inshaAllah al-Aziz, Islamically. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Open Mishkat Sharif, Abwabul Jumu'ah, the chapter on Friday, you will find the hadith. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. Ubada bin Swamit radiallahu anhu, who's buried there right next to Aqsa and there in Palestine, Jerusalem, and he reported this hadith mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and mentioned in Tabarani. Ya Allah, protects you and protect us from all evil and harm for Ramadan, and protect Ramadan for us, no unnecessary confusion, controversies and so forth. And Ya Allah, whatever speech we're saying that is good, actions that are righteous, accept it in your court and so forth. Yes, save myself, my uncle, my brother. So let me call you brother rather than saying uncle. We same age plus minus. So in a case like that, read now with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-haram. When you go Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, you say haram. So that is with a ha. This is what the ha. Oh, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Oh, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, I seek your protection from Muhtaji. Don't let me be dependent on people, that they must take me to the washroom, they must give me money. We must learn to become independent and dependent only, solely, exclusively on him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Baji, brother, but that does not mean you must hold the money and you don't spend on the poor and needy. Every day give out some charity, 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, and when Ramadan comes and so forth, or before Ramadan, after Ramadan, but Ramadan the reward is the greatest, make sure you pay your zakat. And Baji, you're 69, 70 years old plus minus, so pay more and more zakat, because 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, so you did not pay zakat the properly way, the proper manner, so that will compensate for the deficiency of the past. That is our message to you, to our senior citizens. And read the second dua, authentic hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasa'i and Abu Dawood. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Sayyi'il, there's a hamza in the end, and asqam with the qaf. O beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded and evil diseases and sicknesses. Allah grant you siha, afia, good health, safety, comfort, protection. And Allah Jalla Wala keep us all with iman and Islam. And when the time of death comes, we leave with the kalima tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That should be our concern. We are now going in the life's last phase of our life. So that it should be our greatest concern, to pass away with iman and Islam.
Mufti Sahab, does a female place her hands, elbows, etc. flat on the floor when making sajda?
Remember that Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith. mentioned there in Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, perform your salat as you see me performing the salat. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah wrote the book Sifatu Salatin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which I have. He says salatu rajul wal mar'a sawa, that the man and woman salat is the same. We are imma arba'a, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis, the Hanbalis, we reject it, whether it's Sheikh Albani or anybody else for that matter. Go open al-fiqhu al-madhaib al-arba'a, you will find all the way there. And you must remember that the salat of male and female is different. Go open al-fiqhu al-islami wa dillatu by Sheikh Wahba Zuhaili, you will see all four schools say is different. So we reject that of Sheikh Albani and the Salafis and so forth and so on. So manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil, you can't just say something and look at the crazy dalil he gave. I'm surprised Albani was a muhaddis but not a faqih. He was not a scholar of fiqh, of understanding of that. Therefore al-imamu shafi'i rahimahullah used to say al-fuqaha'u a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. If you're a real faqih, you're a real jurist, then you will understand the greater connotation and meaning of the hadith and so forth. Majority of these muhaddisin of today and that, like Albani and them, they're good in hadith but not good in fiqh, remember that. So they don't understand how it works, istimbat and ijtihad and so forth and so on. So anyway, so that is secondary now. So if you want, Imam Shafi is saying, go open Kitabul Janais, Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find it there. Al-fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. So when you got four schools telling you there's difference, and then you say no, it's the same. So give us dalil. So what dalil he gave? He gave dalil, remember, of, you know, the women. You understand? Ummu Darda. Ummu Darda is not even Sahabiya, she's Tabi'iya. Go see her, the Asma'u Rijal and that. So he said, Tayy jalasat ka jilsati rajul. So she used to sit like how the men sit. So is that dalil that you must remember the entire salah will be just like the man? So that's not a good dalil. It's a very poor dalil for Albani to give that dalil and evidence. So our dalil will be, you must remember that men walaysa zakaru kal unsa. This first dalil. A male and female are not equal, right? There are differences of so many things, inheritance, and a man can give talaq and woman can issue divorce and so forth and so on. The man can be the amir and prime minister, president, woman can be that, like yufliya qawmun wallaw amrahum imra'a, hadith Bukhari Sharif, a nation will never prosper whose leader and a man, and you know, president, prime minister is a female. Sahih, authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So let's carry on. So go open the book Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Imam Abu Dawood has mentioned 800 Marasil, and that is ma rawahu at-tabi'i wa ahdafa isma Sahabi, and where the Tabi'i Hassan Basri says, Rahimahullah qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he removed and omitted the name of the Sahabi. Majority of the fuqaha and jurors, they accepted, remember that. But the Shafi's got a lot of stringent conditions, but majority accept it. And they say it is dalil. So an evidence. One day, inna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra alamra'atain, he passed the two ladies to swalliyan, who were reading salat. Then Nabi alayhi salam told them, فَإِذَا سَجَدْتُمَا فَدُمَّا بَعْضَ اللَّحْمِ لَلْأَرْضِ, when you go, ladies, to perform your sujood, then don't keep the buttocks and all that up and so forth. فَدُمَّا بَعْضَ اللَّحْمِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, let some part of your body touch the land and the ground and the sand. فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ لَيْسَتْ كَالرَّجُلِ فِي ذَلِكَ, a woman in sujood is not like the man, and so forth and so on. Right? So that hadith we gave you, so that shows that أَئِمَّا أَرْبَعَ say that there will be a difference between Salatul Rajul and Salatul Mar'a, between a male and a female Salat. Now, Now the question, the forearm, the elbow, all that, should it touch the ground when flat on the ground, when you are performing sajda? No, it should not touch the ground and so forth. So that is verdict of majority scholars, Maliki, Shafi's, Hanbalis. They say the lady, and men is obviously, everybody says that. The Hanafis also say that, that the man cannot keep the hand on the ground because a girl, like the dog and so forth, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. But you must remember, Hanafi ulama only say that, that if she keeps it on the ground, it is better and so forth. So everybody got their own dalail, but the principle you must understand, that what the Salafis are promoting, we reject that totally, that the men's salat and the woman's salat is the same, that is what we reject totally.
Mufti Sahab, I want to know, is it permissible for the ladies to read Taraweeh Salah in the masjid, even if there's parda facilities?
Let us go to Quran Sharif, let us go to Sunnah Mubarakah, let us go to the A'mal and the Fatawa of Sahaba, and then you come to the four schools and so forth. Any issue you want to discuss. Chapter 33, verse 33, Quran Kareem states, you ladies, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, you must stay glued to your homes. A woman's place in Islam is at home. All this gallivanting, going university and college, all this going to the mall and meet Paul every day, all this running a taxi, taking your children to madrasa and school, up and all haram in Islam. None of that is permissible. You must remember that. So that's one issue. This Quran telling you that. So you're allowed to go out if there's need. Don't come tell me every day you got the need to go to the mall and all that. So you're fooling yourself, that right? So that's one. Two, the hadith is mentioned in Targhib wa Tarheeb. And Sheikh Albani, he said this hadith is sahih. I'm giving you the reference. I'm giving you the lady's name, Umme Humaid As-Sa'idiyah. This is the golden era of Islam. She said, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to know, La taftari zira'ihi ka zira'il kalb. That's the hadith you should use. That there for you, the men, don't place your elbows and arms on the ground like how the dog does. And that is the dalil Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's use for the women. They shouldn't do that and so forth. So la taftari zira'ihi ka zira'il kalb. It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi and so forth. So whenever you speak, speak with dalil. Don't come with fairy tales and so forth and so on. Okay, dalil means proof and evidence. So then Umme Humaid As-Sa'idiyah came and to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. She said, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love reading salat behind you. Oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid Nabawi. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, open Targhib wa Tarheeb, and by Sheikh Albani he edited it and said hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. Oh Umme Humaid, I see your house has got three parts. If you read salat in your front room, you will get greater reward than reading salat behind me in Masjid Nabawi. If you read in the middle room, you will get even greater reward. If you read in the last room, the right at the back, then you will get the optimum maximum reward. What will you say? Is this not Islam? This was taught by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith Abu Dawood, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ, their houses and homes are best for them. This is the golden era of Islam. Go open Targhib wa Tarheeb. Ladies would come Jummah time. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, I used the word just now, we must become a faqih. Not only a mufassir or a muhaddis. No, you must become a faqih, a jurist who understands, put everything together. So you must remember, then you make istimbat and ijtihad and so forth. So he was the faqih and the grand mufti of Sahaba. He told the women, go back, go back. Otherwise I'll take the pebbles and throw to you on your direction there. Go back home. You're not allowed to come here for Jummah Salah to the Masjid. Akhiruhunna min haythu akharahunna Allah. This is what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said. Go open Targhib wa Targhib. Now in this belated age of fitna and facade, where the women come with cell phones, they tell the Imam, you're reading very smart Tarawih, posh it up. And all that. So the Maulana and the Imam and the Appa and the lady are having a discussion. Our ladies will go to the mosque and so forth. When they go there, do you think they will use makeup or not? You think they will use lipstick and dipstick or not? Listen, ladies, hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Idha kharajatil mar'a, when a lady leaves her home, whether Ramadan or Taraweeh, whether it is today, you want to go to ABC, XYZ, وَهِيَ مُتَأَتِّرَ, and she applied perfume, lipstick, dipstick, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and she passed the man. And you know how our Muslim women, I don't say all, but I say majority of them, push it up and dolled up. فَهِيَ زَانِيَ, she is an adulteress. She is an adulteress. You are a loose lady when you do these things. These are the words of Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Absolutely haram for you to go to the masjid and go read Taraweeh and all that. It become a panchat khana. The ladies will talk more and more and more and so forth. So read at home and you'll get optimum, maximum reward. Any Salafi, any Sheikh, any person says this fatwa is incorrect, break all these dalail and evidence I gave you. If you talk, then we talk like that. So, and look at fiqhul waqi. Look at the halat nowadays. The women, some of them tell their father, we're going for Taraweeh. First two rakats they there, the last two rakats they there, and then they're meeting in the car with the boyfriend and all that. Gone for Taraweeh. Doing gymnastics, they're in the back seat. And you come tell me you did in Taraweeh. All these incidents come to me, remember these types of things. I don't say all women, we say some women, and it's absolutely haram for you all to go to masjid for Jummah and Taraweeh and all this in this day and this age. Yeah, in the haram, and that is different. You can't make tawaf by your grandfather's house. You can't go read salami day by your grandmother's house. So day is different. But yeah, not permissible, all these things. Don't fool yourself. Okay, one more question we'll take, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, what is the best azkar to read after Fajr and Asr namaz?
This you call azkaru subhi wal masa. So many there are. Quickly I give you, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, read 7 times after Fajr and after Maghrib, and the hadith in Abu Dawood, read 3 times, Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru masmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fi sama, wa huwa samiul alim, thrice after Fajr, after Maghrib, no harm will come to you, inshaAllah. Then read, you must remember, a'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammah min sharri ma khalaq, ya Allah, what ever creation you created, you protect me from all their harm and so forth. Read Ayatul Kursi, read the 3 quls, Qul Huwallah, Qul Falaq, Qul Bin Nas. So like that, there are so many. The main thing is, whatever you read, then read it. Consistency is the key. And read for that, Huwallahu Alladhi, chapter 59, verses 22, 23, 24. Read it thrice. How? A'udhu Billahi العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. Then read هو الله الذي till the end, verses 22, 23, 24 of chapter 59. 70,000 angels will protect you بفضل الله ورحمته إن شاء الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. After Fajr and after Maghrib, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif.